Lynch.
To today's other big story now, Barcelona, London, Berlin, Nice, and today, New York. 8 people are dead and more are injured after a truck plowed into pedestrians and cyclists on a busy city bike path and what authorities are calling an act of terror. So how do cities stop terrorists using vehicles as their weapon of choice? Well, Tara Muller is a senior advisor with the Counterterrorism Project in Washington, D.C. Tara, these vehicle attacks, are they actually on the increase, or is that just the perception?
It is true that we've been seeing more of these attacks, and part of the reason for that is that groups like ISIS have been calling for individuals to carry out these types of attacks in their propaganda, in their online messaging, and they've been willing to claim attacks where the individual may or may not have direct links to ISIS. In fact, in some of these cases, historically, we've seen individuals who are just inspired by ISIS, and yet ISIS will still claim the attack post facto. So I do think that this has been part of a strategy. We don't know if this, in this New York case, if this was ISIS inspired or if it was ISIS directed. It does have the hallmarks of previous ISIS inspired vehicle attacks.
As vehicles become the weapon of choice, how far away do you think the car technology is to prevent these attacks, like autonomous vehicles that simply won't drive into people? That's probably the next step, isn't it, in technology?
Well, that's probably a ways away. I mean, I think the problem right now with these vehicular attacks that we've been seeing is really, obviously, anybody can be a perpetrator because you don't need training. You don't need sort of any clear background to be able to get a vehicle. You are seeing some tighter scrutiny now on truck rentals. I was reading about that earlier today because of this problem. But really, you know, there's not many restrictions on somebody being able to get in a vehicle and drive it in a pedestrian area, which is what we've seen. Having said that, there are things that can be done to thwart these attacks. So it's not all pessimism. Number one, the good old see something, say something, that applies not just to family, friends, and people close to individuals who might be planning these attacks where there might be signs, but also individuals in the vicinity of where an attack's about to occur. I mean, in this case that we just saw with New York, fortunately it was thwarted before more damage could be carried out. And that's due to the reactions of individuals and law enforcement. And then also, there's things that can attempt to deter these, like, you know, greater scrutiny on truck rentals or purchasing of certain, again, this is not applicable to New York, but in other attacks, purchasing of certain types of weapons or explosives. And also cameras in a lot of areas may not necessarily help prevent it, but definitely help in the aftermath in terms of the investigation and seeing exactly what happened and trying to follow leads on that front. But it is very difficult. That's why a lot of these efforts need to take place before the individual is even at the planning stage of the attack. And that requires, you know, good law enforcement, good intelligence, good police work, and preventing the radicalization from hopefully occurring in the first place.
Thank you. That is Tara Muller, Senior Advisor of the Counter-Extremism Project. So the most obvious defences are bollards and barriers, right? Well, there are metal-cased concrete blocks outside the Houses of Parliament in London. It's getting pretty tough now. Or you've even got heavy flower pots or sculptures that are now appearing on the streets of many UK cities. This is what it's come down to. At Columbia Road Flower Market in East End of London, traders have now taken security into their own hands. They're actually parking their own lorries diagonally across each entrance to guard against would-be attackers. And in Paris, tourists can no longer walk under the Eiffel Tower. It's been blocked off. And researchers in Australia are doing groundbreaking research into driverless cars, with one of their major aims to develop systems so that vehicles will refuse to crash against other vehicles and human beings. It's extraordinary stuff, but that's the world we're living in. It's 5:14.